Welcome. My name is Dr. Marion Peters, Professor of Medicine, Chief of Hepatology Research at the University of California, San Francisco. This is an IAS USA learning module on evaluation and staging of liver fibrosis. Today, I will be covering the following key concerns of evaluation and staging of liver fibrosis: the indications for liver biopsy, the interpreting of liver biopsy findings, indirect and direct biomarkers, and liver imaging. The indications for liver biopsy depend on whether the patient is interested in therapy or not. You would do a liver biopsy if the patient would only accept treatment if there were significant fibrosis on the biopsy. You would do a liver biopsy if the treatment is different for patients who have cirrhosis and you're unable to detect that by laboratory or radiographic studies. You would do a liver biopsy if the patient had failed to achieve an SVR in the past and no recent biopsy was available and you wanted to assess how severe the disease progression was as treatment was different. And you would do a liver biopsy if the chance of SVR is low. However, if the patient wants treatment no matter what stage of fibrosis they have, or if they don't want treatment, then you wouldn't do a biopsy. You wouldn't do it if treatment is contraindicated, if cirrhosis was present on imaging or clinical evaluation, and you wouldn't do it if new drug therapies result in high SVR. What about interpreting liver biopsy findings? This is done most commonly by assessing F0 to F4. F0 is no fibrosis. F1 is portal tract fibrosis. F2 on the right at the top show a few septa spreading out from the portal tract. F3 down on the left show numerous septa spreading towards the portal vein. And F4 is cirrhosis with bands of fibrous tissue surrounding an expanding nodule. However, liver biopsy is not perfect, and there is sampling error that occurs in biopsy. This slide shows you that depending on where the biopsy sample is taken, it can show a fibrosis area of 65% or of 15%. And in fact, biopsies taken from both lobes or two biopsies from the same lobe have shown incorrect allocation in 20 to 30% of patients. However, the value of biopsy depends on the size of the sample, and the smaller the piece, the milder the disease. In this lovely study by Colloredo, you can see that if only 1 centimeter of the biopsy specimen is available to the pathologist, there are only 6.4 portal tracts, no severe inflammation, and 4.9% of severe fibrosis on the bottom right. However, if the whole 3 centimeter specimen is available, 22 portal tracts are seen, and there is a decrease in the percent with mild disease from 86 to 49%, and an increase in severe disease of inflammation up to 11%. Similarly, when staging is looked at, there is a decrease in mild disease from 80 to 59%, and an increase in severe disease from 4.9 to 11.2%. Liver biopsy is still the best test to assess fibrosis in an individual patient, but it is only as good as the adequacy of the specimen. It is more expensive than serum markers or elastography. It requires an expert for both acquisition and pathology. It will be less needed in viral hepatitis over time with improving therapies. However, if therapy is uncertain or different in cirrhotics, biopsy is the best test to learn the stage of disease. As I noted before, it requires expertise, it's invasive, there's a risk of bleeding, 1 in 1,000, a risk of pain. You need more than 2 centimeters, and while 6 portal tracts is adequate for diagnosis, at least 11 portal tracts are required for adequate staging. We should also note that liver biopsy assesses more than fibrosis. It shows you how much steatosis or fat is in the biopsy, which can impact the response to therapy. It shows inflammation and the location of that inflammation. For example, if non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is occurring as well as hepatitis B or C, and it shows the presence of other liver diseases such as autoimmune hepatitis or alcohol. However, fibrosis is a dynamic process, not reflected in the static biopsy sample. And indirect and direct biomarkers of fibrosis have been studied for quite some time now. They reflect both the formation and the degradation of fibrosis. And they are likely to be good alternatives, we hope, to liver biopsy in the future. Blood tests that are available include FibroTest, AST to platelet ratio, APRI, Enhanced Liver Fibrosis, ELF, Fawns Index, FibroSpect, Fibrometer, HepaScore, and Fib4 in co-infected patients. A lot of interest has been devoted to elastography, transient elastography, diffuse weighted MRI, MRI elastography, and spectroscopy. Indirect markers of liver injury include AST and ALT. Other tests use markers of hepatic function, which are indirect: prothrombin time, albumin, alpha-2 macroglobulin, haptoglobin, and platelets. However, the best tests are those that assess markers of matrix production or degradation, including procollagen, hyaluronic acid, tissue inhibitors of metalloproteinases, matrix metalloproteinases, and YKL40. Liver imaging is really focused on transient elastography, and this is one such machine approved in the US for assessment of fibrosis. It uses a modified ultrasound probe placed between the ribs, as you see on the upper right. On the lower right, you see the scanning image of the liver, and the black area is the liver tissue between the ribs. The liver stiffness is reported in kilopascals. The lower the liver stiffness, the lower the fibrosis, with an interquartile range less than 30%. And 10 valid scores are required. It's a continuous readout from 2.5 kilopascals, which is absent or mild fibrosis, up to 75. Significant fibrosis is greater than 9.5, cirrhosis greater than 12.5, and portal hypertension around 20. However, this elastography is affected by body weight, as the access from the probe to from the skin to the liver tissue has to be less than 2 centimeters, or you need to use an extra large probe. Steatosis, inflammation, rejection, cholestasis also affects the reading. So in summary, staging of liver disease will be less important prior to hepatitis C therapy as therapy success increases. At present, therapy for hepatitis C is different in individuals with cirrhosis, so staging is critical. Non-invasive markers are improving. Elastography is now approved, but liver biopsy remains the best test. Ultrasound, computer tomography, MRI are useful in cirrhosis, but are not useful in staging F0 to F3.